All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Iman Sharak. He is the president of GigaCloud Technologies. And Iman, it's good to see you. How are you?
Excellent. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well. And you're in a very interesting industry right now with all of the supply chain issues that we've been hearing over the last little while. So before we get into that part of it, maybe just give us a bit of an overview of GigaCloud.
Absolutely. So GigaCloud, since its inception, has come with a vision to really work on solidifying an industry that is super fragmented as far as various aspects of the sellers and the buyers in the industry. So the company was founded with the vision of making it super easy for the end consumer, and by extension, the retailer, to download the product to the end consumer's home. That's why the name Giga, and since the process is done on the internet, Giga Cloud. So as we see all across the industry, we see that how Amazon and all the online selling platforms have really revolutionized the experience of shopping. Now I go on my phone quickly, turn on the Prime option, and boom, the product shows up at my doorstep without me doing anything. And that has really revolutionized the experience of shopping. But when it comes to B2B marketplace, when businesses are selling to businesses, the industry is still very old school and still very, very tethered to the old way of doing business. And that's what GigaCloud does. It will bridge the technological gap within the B2B marketplace, making it super easy for the sellers and the buyers to connect. And not only we do that through a platform that we call the Giga Marketplace, we also solve two other huge issues and pain points for these B2B players in payment discovery and logistics. So not only we make that easy for them to exchange money and make it secure, we also make it easy for them to flow their goods without needing to have a logistical framework for the seller side, in this case, manufacturers or brands, or for the buyers to have warehouses and delivery staff, because they can just use our logistics to get the product and download it at the consumer's home with a click of a button.
Okay, so let's unpack a bit of that, because as I mentioned, we've heard nothing but supply chain over the last little while. So how does your technology help a business who's trying to move their goods from one place to another place, whether it's via business who then ships it on to the consumer?
Absolutely. So the supply chain issues are stemming from the fact that the demand ramped up real fast. And with the COVID-19 outbreak, the capacity decreased. So as a result, there was a backlog of orders and products that sat overseas or across the country that needed to be moved, that queued up and created a logjam. So people started charging more to get priority spacing dedicated to people that pay more. And as a result, now the industry is experiencing an overflow of product. They're sitting on way too much inventory, and this is creating extra cost. You're paying for the warehouse, you're paying for the workers, you're paying rent on the facilities. Every little aspect of business is costing you money. And while the product sits and doesn't turn, it's not good for business. It's not healthy. It dips into the margins. And at the same time, the manufacturers can't sell more products because the people here don't have the appetite for it because they're sitting on a lot of product. So you're dealing with this logjam of inventory that is clogging up the industry. But what really GigaCloud does is it will connect you to a network of buyers if you're a seller or a manufacturer. And if you are a buyer into the marketplace, as far as a B2B player, you get access to thousands. In this case, like for us currently, I think we have 15,000 SKUs on the marketplace, and all of it is within the United States. And what the Giga platform does for you is that no matter where it goes within the nation, it goes at a single flat rate pricing, whether it's a big package or a medium-sized package or a small package. And that's the Giga magic.
Okay. Explain to us a bit about the business model. Does it work in that you sign up company by company, or is it more so them onto the technology and then selling through there? How does the business model work?
So our business model is really a SaaS at its core. Whether you are a buyer or a seller, when you come to the marketplace, you're going to get this incredible ERP that will handle from A to Z of your business, like from the inventory management to purchase order management to handling returns, to all aspects of the business are being handled by this technology core that has an interface that looks like an Amazon marketplace to make it easy. So you would go onto this marketplace, place a few buttons, and then boom, the product shows up at your customer's door without you needing to touch the product. Or if you're a seller, you flow your goods into the system without needing to have the warehouses, because our AI will detect and calculate where it needs to go within the country to make it easy to be delivered to the end consumer. And as far as the sign-up process, it's different. So the platform is for trade only. So if you're a buyer who wants to come and transact on the marketplace, you would come and apply. We have a very, very broad marketing focus on attracting more buyers, more store owners, more e-commerce sellers onto the marketplace. We're working on podcasts and building awareness within the local community that, hey, there is over $150 million worth of inventory within the United States that you guys can get access to with a few clicks. It's a no-brainer, risk-free. And as far as the sellers, 8,000 buyers are on the marketplace currently.
Yeah. And lastly, tell me about growth. Where do you see the biggest growth coming from for the company? What's the plan for moving things ahead in the next few months to a year?
Absolutely. I mean, the biggest potential for us to go after everybody, because I think the platform, like I said, it's not really catered towards a specific sector of the industry, but rather the industry as a whole. Because if you're a buyer, you'll see certain benefits from the marketplace. If you're a seller, you'll see certain benefits. And with that being said, getting our message across, Giga is planning on having more voice in the industry. So we're going to sponsor some events. We're going to go out and see some VIP clients. We're going to, you know, try to make deals happen and increase brand awareness onto the marketplace itself by adding more buyers and more sellers and get them transacting onto the marketplace.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Iman, thank you so much. Great to meet you and learn a little bit more about the company. I know it's something that's desperately in need. So we really appreciate your time today. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Steve. Thank you so much, and wishing you the best of luck.